The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 444. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. As you can hear, my voice is not 100% yet. I'm still working on it, so bear with me. In the meantime, we kicked off the show with Bonnie Rideout from her album Scottish Inheritance. That was the John Tinkar hornpipe set. Next up is Child's Play with the Noodle Vendor and Sweetest Blooms, and Avery's Mazurka from The Bloom of Youth.
Examples on the field of chivalry. I saw mighty arms legs, much stronger than my arms could ever be. So I thought perhaps that field was not for me. But still I stayed and watched the fighting till one figure stood apart in armor newly fashioned and a helm more pot than art. But each blow was thrown with honor and the lightness of the heart. So I took that step which soon became a start. 'Cause she was not the biggest fighter nor one to raise a fuss, but I remember being proud that she was one of us. And we might never stand together in a shield wall side by side. Because of her I lift my sword with pride. Not the type you would expect, with a braver heart than many and a slot shot to respect. And I guess she'd once decided this was where she'd like to be. And I thought if she could do it, why not me? 'Cause she was not the biggest fighter nor one to raise a fuss, but I remember being proud that she was one of us. And we might never stand together in a shield wall side by side. Because of her I lift my sword with pride. So now as I gather armor, bits and pieces here and there, I think about examples, how you act and what you dare. 'Cause you never know who's watching or how far that story goes. Where'er that lady is, I hope she knows. 'Cause she was not the biggest fighter nor one to raise a fuss, but I remember being proud that she was one of us. And we might never stand together in a shield wall side by side. Because of her I lift my sword with pride. Stand together in a shield wall side by side. Because of her I lift my sword with pride.
gather round, you free-born men, and draw your chairs to mine. And I'll tell you of my country that you might understand, and of the English army that marched in for to stay. Oh, that night they wounded old Ireland, and she's bleeding too this day. The dogs of war, they loose to run and hunt the rebels down. They hope to rule this land by fear and hold it for the crown. But a mighty thought was born in men when they shot James Connolly. Oh, that night they wounded old Ireland, and she's bleeding too this day. The border lies like an open wound that only love can heal. Far bitterness and cruelty will never close the wheel. The men with vision had a dream that the blind men stole away. Oh, that night they wounded old Ireland, and she's bleeding too this day.
After Child's Play came Heather Dale with One of Us from Imagineer. Then came The Syncopaths with Bronwyn Lee from 5 Years. And finally, Terry Griffith with They Wounded Old Ireland from For My Grandfathers. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I got a little shorter feedback section today. Saved my voice a little bit. But John White emailed, Mark, have you done an episode on the Celtic influences on American country music? Growing up in East Tennessee, I was exposed to much classic country and bluegrass on a daily basis. I recently finished Ken Burns' excellent documentary series on country music. The influence of Irish and Scottish immigrants on country is undeniable. Thanks for your podcast. I've been listening since you were a wee lad in double digits podcasts. Thanks so much, John. I don't think I've actually done an episode of Celtic influences on American country. It's definitely something I should consider. Maybe we'll put that onto the list of shows that I will plan for the future. All right, back to the music. Next up, we have Rise Up by Ballinlock. And I got a message from Maureen of Ballinlock who says, Rise Up tells a story about the Monday after Bloody Sunday. The title track starts with the actual soundtracks of the sounds of the breakout of shooting at the event now known as Bloody Sunday. The cover of the album features art found in Derry, also depicting the protesters who were violently attacked by the British during the Troubles. Thanks so much for sharing that, Maureen. Here is Rise Up from the same-titled album by Ballinlock.
Rise up Monday, 'cause of Sunday. Peace no more now. Because of Sunday. Because of Sunday. Another day, same old story. Another day, same old war.
I'm gonna play a little Mason's Corgi for you now.
Thank you.
After Balin Locke came the Rogues with Reels Again from 25 and Live, then Ella Roberts with North Wind from a same-titled album, then The Gatehouse Well from Bring You Ashore, that was Michael Goes Flat Picking and Road to Orogi. Celtic Podcast News. I finally had some shows in the Atlanta area. I got to meet a few listeners when I played the Lost Druid Brewery in Decatur last weekend, and on February 1st, I'll be at Tucker Brewing Company. Both are very amenable to my unique style of Celtic geek or sci-fi-ish music. Hopefully more shows will come. Feel free to drop any venue suggestions in the Atlanta area if you'd like to see me perform. The Brobdingnagian Bards have a new album that will come out officially on February 2nd. It's called I Will Not Sing Along, and it will be available everywhere. And I'm also kickstarting my next album. It's called Selkuth, which means when everything is strange and different, yet you find it marvelous anyway. I was going to release it at the end of January, but due to being under the weather much of the month, like right now, I haven't finished the videos. I'm going to release it on February 11th. So go to kiltfather.net if you want to get notified about it. And finally, there is a Sainted Celts collection that is now up. You can get a shirt, a couple pint glasses, a couple of CDs, all for one insanely low price. I do have a space available on my Celtic Invasion of Italy. If you'd like to find out details, email me or go to CelticInvasion.com. And a special thanks to all of our wonderful patrons. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of this show. So thank you so much for your kindness. Big thanks to Koroth and JD, who are our newest generous patrons of the podcast. Head on over to patreon.com/Celtic Podcast or songhinge.com for more details. Next up, we have the Selkie Girls from their album Pirate Queen. This is Moni'in Dun Us Bwauduk.
Just go out and talk or say to me, okay, or not. out here on the garden swing with your hand in mine. A moment to remember in the warm sunshine. Flowers dancing in the breeze to summer's sweetest song.
Yeah. sword, remember me when you meet your enemies. Let my spirit guide your hands to drive them all back from our
Selkie Girls came Patty's Green Shamrock Shore, a single by Lothlorien. Then came the Ennis Sisters with Sunken Garden from Keeping Time. And finally, China Eagle from Seer. That's from their album, The Winter King. I hope you had a wonderful time this week. And if you did, please share the show with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our community and help these incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks. Follow the artists on Spotify, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week, you will get a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up. And don't forget to vote in the Celtic Top 20. We are going to finish up the show with The Changing Room from their album Picking Up the Pieces. This is Guerlo Gulal. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back again next week, hopefully with a little bit better voice. Sláinte mhaith.
Salve. Nobres na relan si o feda nam dalo tel trempes quith ve unto all go don in nos le might in a levo in nos quith ve unto all a tro attendi tro in soda cord cans ma na vo giti pedo lugar ne do sos pedin como lanto tre do holo to crelo claura lo tau a well and me il is do sin so Relo bras relo so Don zara don eswar neb ko Kachili mata letis mos in se Pandro di waf yn cynia Fan i ddydd i'n hôl na hyn Sins fi A beth ddim gath y ffos Y gwyth fi Sao bys gwento Grelo glaw, relo glaw A wel a mi Mi hilys dos i'n sao Hwn prelo, prasurelo so. Don zarav, don izvarev ko. Genev to, sko as kolos lan. Koch mi klan, kolon lamin pran. Sinds vi abet nam gaste vos, quiz vi sopes quinto. Grelo glau, grelo glau, a well a nini hilis dos in sa. Oh, grelo Nebko Krelo prast, krelo so Don zara, don esva Nebko
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.